The Chitas Tanya for the 21st of Kislev is in the Hagdomas HaMelakit, the compiler's forward, in which the Alter Rebbe is answering the question that Hasidim are asking: how can the Kuntis, the written work of the Tanya, replace a Yechidus, a personal visit with the Rebbe, in finding advice and finding solutions to one's spiritual, personal problems? So the Rebbe's response is, Ach b'yedoi umakirei ko'amina. I am speaking of those whom I recognize and whom I know. Heim kol echad v'echad ma'an sheshleimenu shebemedina seinu usmuchislo. And that is all the people of Anash, of this country and the countries nearby. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that the Tanya is written in consideration of the Hasidim, whom the Rebbe knows personally and has spoken to, and therefore he can address himself to them because they are familiar to him. Asher hoya hadibur shel chibur motzei beinenu, with whom we have exchanged intimate conversations. The gilu lefonai kol talumes libam meicham bavedus Hashem atluya belev, and they have revealed for me, before me, all the hidden, all that is hidden in their heart and in their mind concerning the service of God. Aleihem titeif milosi, on them my words shall fall. Ulesheni eit sefer, and my tongue will come through the form of a scribe's pen. Bekuntesin elu anikroyim b'shem b'kuti amorim, through these pamphlets that are called b'kuti amorim. Melukotim, they are gathered m'pisvarim m'pisefrim k'dei she'elya nishmosam eden ha'mefursomim etzleinu. They are gathered from the writings and from the writers who are saintly and holy that are well known among us. Oktas mehem nimozim v'chakimim b'igres ha'kedesh m'rabiseinu sheba'atzeinu ha'kbesha tibone v'tikeinen b'mehereb yameinu amin. Some of these teachings will be recognized by the wise for whom I am, and he will find that it is alluded to in the sacred letters of our teachers in the Holy Land. Alter Rebbe was referring to the older, senior disciples of the Magid as his mentors, as his teachers, and especially that Menachem Mendel Horodoker, or Mendel of Vitebsk, who was then living in Eretz Yisrael. Some of it I heard from their mouth, directly from their mouth, while they were here before they moved away to Israel. And all of them, all these pamphlets, are all responses and answers to the many questions. The response to questions that people are asking constantly for advice in the service of God, kol echad l'fi erkei, each according to his level, loshes eitzis benafsham b'avedas Hashem, to find advice and solution for themselves in their service of God, l'hiyes, and the reason for these pamphlets, until now I described the purpose, the reason that it has to come in pamphlet form, l'hiyes ki ein hazman grom ma'ed, l'hoshiv l'chol echad v'yechad al shalosei b'pratos, since time no longer permits me to answer each one individually, the gam hashikcha metzuya. In addition, giving advice orally has its weakness and its fault in that people can forget. So we can talk, and advice can be offered, and then the advice is forgotten. Alkein shamti kol hatshuveis al kol hashailis. Therefore, I recorded all the answers to all the questions, l'mishmeres, as to be preserved, l'eis, and to be a sign, l'yeis l'kol echad v'yechad l'zikaron beinenav, so that everybody can have this reminder constantly in front of his eyes, v'lei yidchek eid l'kones l'daber imi b'yechidus. It will no longer be necessary to push for an appointment to speak to me privately. Ki bohen, because in those pamphlets, yimtza margeya l'nafshei, he will find a healing or a tranquility for his soul, the eitza nechena, and a proper advice, l'chol dover hakosha ola b'avedus Hashem, for all things that he finds difficult in the service of God, v'nochen yi'alibe b'tuach b'Hashem, gemer b'adeinu, and he will be able to live with confidence. He will be secure in God, who completes and perfects everything for us. And the argument that people have, that sometimes you're confused and you can't pick out the advice in the writings, because until now the Alter Rebbe was explaining how it is that he could write to everybody, and his answer is because he knows everybody. He has spoken to all to the Chassidim. Now the other question, how can the person who may be a little bit confused in his own mind, how can he find the proper advice for himself? So if he finds it hard to extract the advice for himself, so he should discuss this problem with the older Hasidim or the greater Hasidim in his city. And they will enlighten him. And to them, my request is, they should not cover their mouths with their hands. They should not conduct themselves with false modesty or humility, God forbid. As is known, the terrible punishment for those who withhold knowledge. In the Gemara, it talks about people who withhold food in order to raise the prices. And there's a punishment ascribed to that kind of behavior. The Alter Rebbe is applying this to also spiritual sustenance. You're not allowed to withhold food. You're also not allowed to withhold spiritual food. You're not allowed to withhold knowledge. The Gedel Haschar, it is also well known, the great reward, the great reward for those who do provide knowledge, as it says, that God will enlighten both of them, both the teacher and as well as the student. Because God will turn his face to them, and in the light and the face of a king there is life. And he who is the source of all life should grant us the privilege of living to see those days when one man will no longer teach another. Because they will all know me, God says, from the greatest to the smallest. Because the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. Amen. May this be God's will. After these pamphlets have been spread among all the people, written by various scribes, different and strange, again a reference to those who purposely and intentionally inserted mistakes, so as a result of these repeated transcriptions, the mistakes in the text have become very numerous. Ulezeis, and for this reason, nodva rucham shel anoshim efrosim hanekuvim hanal, so therefore the spirit of these noble men mentioned on the previous page has been moved me'eva ladaf letreach begufam u'me'edam. They have been moved beyond the call of duty to make a contribution, both physical of their body and from their wealth, in order to have these pamphlets published, cleansed of all mistakes and errors, and thoroughly checked. And I say to those who do good, may they be strengthened. And because there is an explicit verse that says, "Order masig vuleihu," cursed should be one who encroaches on his neighbor's business, the order bei klola bei nidui chas v'shalom, and the expression order cursed implies both damnation and excommunication. Therefore, al ken ki Yehuda ve'ed l'kro ko'asina, I come only to reinforce the words of Torah, as the Gemara says that a mere practice in Yehuda is quoted to support and reinforce an explicit scriptural statement. So it's only as an eid l'kra, as an addition to the verse, I come l'mishde guda rabba, to erect a big fence, al kol ha-matfisim, against all the printers, shaloi l'hatfis kontresim hanal, lo yaridei atzmon v'lo yaridei gira d'lohim, that they should not publish these pamphlets by themselves or through their agents, bilti reshus hanikuvim hanal, without permission from the ones mentioned above, meshech chomei shanim miyem kleis hatfus, for a period of 5 years from the day that this printing is completed, ulishemim yunam, and those who will abide by this, they will have a pleasant life, v'tovei aleihem birchas tov, and they will be blessed with all good. Koy divrei hamalakit lukuti amarim hanal, these are the words of the compiler of the Lukutei Amorim mentioned before. The Hayem Yain for the 21st of Kislev. The Rebbe writes that to learn Mishnah by heart, each person according to his capacity, and then while walking in the streets to review the Mishnah from memory, and you will thereby merit to be able to welcome the Mashiach. Chassidim should study Chassidus, all Chassidim, on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos, and students of the yeshiva, Tmimim, should study at least an hour every day.